We have the executive director of the North Platte Public Schools Foundation with us this morning to start the show, Terry Burchill. Terry, how you doing?
Good morning. Doing great.
A little busy for you this time of year, isn't it?
It is a little busy. It's a good busy, though.
Yes.
Not just preparing for school, but also preparing for our big fundraiser this weekend.
This is the thing. We kind of highlighted it last month when you were in, but now we're all boiling down all this preparation. And, of course, you always have last-minute things that crop up that you're dealing with. But it's all coming together. Your Evening of Excellence, Diamonds and Disco Glam, you're calling it, is this Friday, right, at Venue 304?
It is this Friday, and we're very excited about it. All three distinguished alumni are coming back from New Mexico and also from Omaha, so we're excited about that. Gave them their agenda, and in a few weeks, you'll be able to listen to them. We're going to have students interview them, so you're going to be able to hear that after we get done with our event and things like
making a podcast out of it,
So, so I think that'll be great for the students to hear that, especially since we have two judges coming in. So, Angie Schneider and Barbara Hauser are the judges. And then, we all know her in town as Missy Thompson, but Melissa, Dr. Melissa Polinek, I got to learn her name correctly. Anyway, so it'll be great. And we still have some tickets available. And of course, as part of that event, we do silent and live auctions. And we also have InstaBid options to help with some student needs across the district.
Okay. So, they're all these distinguished alumni are going to be speaking on Friday evening. Is that?
They will be.
What you have planned?
Yes.
I think that's always interesting to have people come back. These are graduates from the 70s and 80s that will be speaking, and as you mentioned, a couple of them judges now. It'll just be interesting to hear how they talk about how high school was and their education was back then, because it has changed a lot, but I'm sure there'll be some things that are similar to more recent graduates, too, that they can kind of... They'll kind of remind us that, it's still education. It's still, the task of, getting to know what you need to know, setting that foundation for your adult life. So.
Yes, and I would love to connect with their classmates, too, to say, did you ever think that Barbara or Angie were going to be a judge?
Take a survey.
Yeah, take a little survey and find out what they thought they were going to be when they grew up. So
I bet you know. My quick thought, even though I don't know these ladies, I'm in high school, you're not really thinking that way. Now, you might think somebody like if they were in mock trial or something, I suppose, perhaps, and they're really brainy.
Yeah.
What I was classified as a brainiac type deal or a nerd or something like that. You perhaps might go that direction in predicting what they do.
Yeah.
But not very often a judge.
Totally agree.
Yeah. So,
and to be the first, Hauser was the first female bankruptcy judge down in Texas. So, to be able to do that, because when you think about it, she graduated in 72. And so, so
pretty rare then, back in the 70s, right?
Yeah. So I'm excited.
And now it's
to hear
common. Yeah.
Right.
So kind of groundbreaking on that respect, too. So, and then, of course, you've got to talk about the silent, live, and InstaBuy. Or as you call it, InstaBid auction that's taking place, and how people can to do that. You're already getting bids online, I understand.
We are for silent. So let me explain InstaBid or InstaBuy. When you go out and you text 79230, text Bulldogs to 79230. So where you put the phone number, put 79230, and then in the message area, put Bulldogs. Okay. You'll get a link to Quatego. And you'll be able to see everything that we have for live, silent, and the InstaBuys. When you click on that InstaBuy button, there's a couple of different things there. The first thing you're going to see is a couple of chances to go to Hawaii. You can buy a ticket. There's 1 in 100 chance. And so it's $150 for one, or you can buy three chances for $300.
That's pretty good chance, really. I mean,
seven
when
nights,
you're considering when you buy a lottery ticket, usually it's... like one in a million, you know, for Powerball or something like that.
I totally agree with you.
Or several million.
Yes.
One in 100, that's actually a pretty decent opportunity.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. And we're very gracious. Alan and Sherry Erickson donated their condo in Kauai for 7 nights.
Wow.
And then North Platte OBGYN threw in a $500 voucher to use towards travel or expenses when you head over to Hawaii. So there are still some tickets available for that. So we're excited about that. But then also our a few items there that you can help us raise some money to help with the food pantry. And they've got a new bag this year. So for your donation of $35, you can get a free bag. So you can be toting one of the food pantry bags around. And that will just help the food pantry student services be able to purchase the foods that the students need or want. We're getting more and more diabetic students and things like that. So a few special needs. And, of course, we also have toiletries in our pantry as well. So that helps with that. And then we have a couple of pieces of equipment that we need in our strength and conditioning room at the high school. So looking for a little assistance to get those additional pieces. We've got so many students that are going out for whether it's wrestling, any of the athletics, and the powerlifting has just exploded. That club is just doing great things, going to competitions. Good. So we need to get them the equipment that they need to keep doing what they're doing. So those are just a few of those items there. You can also help the activities department and purchase, you know, come join us at some of the games. Get your family pass, get your individual pass, and come join us at a basketball game, football game. You can take advantage of that and help support athletics and activities along the way.
So Friday evening, will there be like tables with items set up and sheets that they can bid on there?
Everything's going to be online on Quitego.
Everything online.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So they have to go there to see all the different...
Not the silent auction. The silent auction or the things I just talked about, those are out that anybody... If you can't make it, that's a great way to help support us. Because I know there's a lot going on in this community anymore. And so we've got a lot of competition this weekend. So if you're unable to make it and would like to... help, you can do one of the fund a needs or the insta buys, or you can start bidding on the silent auction items. You'll get texts letting you know if you've been outbid, and you could choose to bid.
I see how that works. Yeah. Okay. So again, all people need to do is text to 79230, right?
Text Bulldogs.
And then put Bulldogs in the subject line.
Yep.
And then you get a link to the items then.
Yes.
And a chance you can enter for a trip to Hawaii.
Yes.
While you're at it, too.
You got it.
Okay. I just want to make sure I got
that. I appreciate that.
It's stuck in my brain there. So
I know,
that's
especially
good.
Where I'm working with it every day, it kind of comes second nature for me. So I appreciate that.
And you still have some tickets available for this Evening of Excellence?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
You can find those on our website, mppsf.org.
Okay.
You can show up at the door if you would like. It's $60 a ticket. We are assigning people to tables. So if you can do pre-register or RSVP to us, we would appreciate it. But of course, we're going to let you in if you show up at the door too. If your plans change and you're able to make it or you're a classmate of one of them and want to come see. I know Ms. Hauser said she hasn't been back to North Platte for years because unfortunately her family has passed on. And so she's excited about coming back, and I'm excited for her. I can't wait to hear what she thinks of the community.
I'm sure she'll be maybe shocked with all the changes and all the newness and all the changeover and downtown, but also on the main drags and just all the new businesses that there are and the look and everything. Totally different because, I mean, even me, you know, been... few years since I'd explored and seen downtown and all that, and I'm just like amazed how much it changed since I used to come over when I was a kid, pretty much.
Yeah,
and visit my grandparents. They lived here for a while too, so kind of neat there. So then you can get your tickets. Of course, the highlight, as I look at it, is the disco music you're going to be playing too, right?
Right. I think that's the highlight as well. Been putting together that playlist.
So I get my bell-bottom pants out. And
Yes, I've got my glitter dress already.
Glitter dress.
Sitting there waiting.
High heels.
That's right.
Get ready to shake it a little bit.
Yes, might even rock a 70s hair wig.
You got the disco balls.
We do have the disco balls ready to go.
Yeah, that'll be something. That's Friday, and then Saturday's your Bulldog Golf Classic.
Yes,
it's Lake Maloney.
Fifth year of doing the Golf Classic with the North Platte High School Booster Club. It's always a fun event, and we do it out at Lake Maloney, 9 o'clock. There's still room for a few more teams. Not a ton, but a few more teams.
Four-man teams is what you're looking for? Okay.
Yes, we are. And just come out and have fun with us. We've got some fun things on a few holes, and our hole-in-one prize is a Dormy membership is the hole-in-one prize. So, and then we have three flights.
What's a Dormy membership?
Good question. Dormy Network is a golf club industry, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so they've got about seven different golf clubs around the country. Arbor Links in Nebraska, down in Nebraska City, is one of them. Gray Bowl is one of them out here by Maxwell.
Okay.
But unfortunately, Gray Bowl and the Dormy Club, which I believe is in North Carolina, aren't an option for the stay and play. But if you get the membership on the hole-in-one, then you'd be able to go to Gray Bowl. You'd be able to go to the Dormy Club.
Okay.
So those are a little bit more exclusive. But they've got one in Texas, and I'm trying to remember, there's one in Indiana. There's some great courses. So that's been kind of a staple. At the live auction on Friday night, we'll be giving away or auctioning off a stay and play at one of those other courses as well. Their foundation graciously donates that to us every year. So I know we've got some people around town that have participated at some of those golf clubs.
Good deal. So that's Saturday beginning at 9 a.m. Who would they get a hold of to sign up for that golf classic then?
Again, you can go out to our website, mppsf.org, and right when you click on that, there's an area that says Golf, Bulldog Golf.
Okay.
Just click on that. We'll get you registered. Also, if you're not a golfer but want to come out for breakfast, the Pacers are going to be selling some burritos right away. They'll be starting between, I think they're going to start a little bit before 8 o'clock and until they're gone. So come out and have a burrito with us as we kick off the golfers.
All right. You can just enjoy the atmosphere. And, it's probably good you're starting at 9 a.m. because it's supposed to get pretty warm.
But I see that. Although, you know what? I'll take the warmth over wind and rain.
Yes. I think most people would, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And you expect to sweat in July. Hey, that's just part of the deal, you know.
And then just hydration. Just make sure that we got lots of water for hydration.
Plenty of that, for sure. And then you wanted to touch on the benefits of the North Platte High School Booster Club and the Foundation Prepare to Learn Fund.
Yeah. The Booster Club helps support the students that are at the high school right now and all the activities that go on, not just athletics. And Abby Pack is the president of that, and I'm sure you're familiar with her. She does a great job leading that Booster Club, and she keeps trying to grow that Booster Club. So if you're a parent of a high schooler and want to get involved, that's a great place to do that, is reach out to Abby and learn more about the Booster Club. All of our golf sponsors automatically get a membership to the Booster Club as being a sponsor. So we love that.
Good.
And our Prepared to Learn Fund with the North Platte Public Schools Foundation helps kids just close that gap on what they may need in the classroom. It may be a headset, or we may have a kid that is maybe in our special ed program that maybe breaks his glasses all the time, and they can only get so many pairs of glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Then we evaluate that with student services and figure out how can we help this child so that they can succeed in the classroom. And we will have backpack supplies. We'll have supplies in the classroom this year. There's lots of organizations that have backpacks. So you can reach out to Brandy at Student Services with North Platte Public Schools if your student goes to North Platte Public Schools, if you're needing those supplies. But I know there are several in town that are also have supplies as well. So I don't want to take away from them whatsoever. But yeah, our Prepared to Learn is a great, it started pretty much when the foundation started, and it's been there for a while to just help kids be able to succeed. So we foresee that we might have some needs, more needs, as there's more federal funding cuts for some of those students. We don't know what that's going to look like. So it'll be that's a great way to help support us.
All right. Great weekend coming up for North Platte Public Schools. And Terry Burchill, the executive director of the North Platte Public Schools Foundation, has been with us again. If you want more information on their Evening of Excellence or the Bulldog Golf Classic, you may head to their website, nppsf.org.
Yes, that would be great. We would love it.
The information you want. Any sneak preview on what's coming in August? Is it just kind of a month of recovery for you, or gearing up for school events? Or
yes. You know, we welcome those teachers back on that first day. I want to say it's Friday the 8th in the morning. All of the North Platte District teachers will be together, and we're going to recognize our 2024-2025 Teacher of the Year, Employees of the Year. We give them a wonderful sash and a crown on their head.
Oh, boy.
And so we usually try
even
to
even the guys get to wear crowns, too?
Yes, yeah, even the guys. I have. Okay. And this year we don't have any guys, but we have had guys in the past.
You have manly crowns and womanly crowns?
We do have manly crowns, like the Game of Thrones crowns.
Okay. All right.
They were surprised. I didn't give them a little tiara or anything.
I got because I'd be a little less. Someone might put tear on me. Yeah. Give me a manly crown maybe for a few minutes. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. In fact,
take a few pictures and then okay.
Right. Yes.
You could have it back.
Yes. And it's always great to walk into the classroom and see their crown or their sash hanging in their classroom. And so that's always a fun time. We try to make it light and lively, and I'm grateful that the district lets us do that in front of everybody so that they can see who's doing great things across the district.
Good deal. Well, Terry, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Have a great Evening of Excellence Friday.
And thank you.
Great tournament on Saturday, and we'll talk to you next month. Okay.
All right. Sounds great.